Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Yes, Cheryl. I'm Sarah. I'm Ella Fuller, and I was supposed to have someone to come check my dryer drawer to make sure that it was working properly, because he told me to call the corporate office and set up an appointment for someone to come back out to check it, the installer did. And in the report, the drawer was not properly. But one of them did, one on the washer. It's doing great. I use the washer. I've got it loaded down with my supplies. But the dryer drawer, he told me to put anything in it because he thought he thought some stuff was left out of it or something. I don't know. I don't know anything about dryer drawers. My first time getting.
When was the installation done?
It was done on the 4th of August.
Okay, and did they set up a service call?
Yeah, they were supposed to come out and check it today.
Okay, but I haven't heard from anyone.
No one called me. I called my home to go to talk to the CSO there and got some messages and never got a call back.
So okay.
I don't know what's going
on. Let's see if I can find out some information.
Yeah, maybe you can help me.
Oh, phone number of 803-535-5960. Is that the phone number on the order?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, and I paid it, you know, just to make sure I'm home. I stayed home all. I said, maybe they're coming at 8. Maybe they're coming at 9. Maybe they're coming at that late. But that's the time they give me on my installation of the... of the pedestal for the washer dryer.
Okay.
From 4 to 8, so I'm going, maybe I should wait to 8. I better call them now and tell them I hadn't heard from them.
Right, because we don't want it to get too late.
Yeah, email or nothing. You normally call you, and I wait on a call. I carry my phone, my cell phone around with me. You know, everywhere I go, I got my cell phone. I said, well, I know they didn't call me. I'm even answering the telemarketers. I don't know their number.
Right. Now, that's what I hate. I'm waiting on something to happen, and I got to answer a telemarketer.
Oh, God, I didn't know. Don't say nothing. And I knew I just hung up right quick and block them.
Oh, okay.
That's right. That's the only way I know to get them off my cell phone. It isn't sitting with my house phone. I can't get nothing on my house phone. Telemarketer. I run a business. This is not good. So I said, let me just tell me, check my cell. Don't call me on my house phone.
Right. So let's see what we got.
Yeah, I didn't even know what's going on, because the last young lady I talked with was Rachel. Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca. And Rebecca told me that to call them on Monday and talk to the CFO, Sharon, and tell her what happened. And she was put a work order or something. Get some back out here to check that drawer. Because he told me specifically, don't put nothing in it. The instruction was Frazier.
Okay, this is the order where it was done.
Yeah, he came out and he went ahead and did it nicely. And I said, let me check it before you leave. I always check. So I put on the first drawer to dry it. I'm going to wash it. Oh, that was beautiful. When I got to that dryer drawer, didn't open it halfway, didn't open no more.
Okay.
So I said, let me do it again. 5 times. Didn't open it. So I said, oh, I didn't know what. He went and got down the floor and checking some model or whatever, put something in there, missing on it. I don't know.
Okay.
You don't know about this, honey. This is new to me. I've been getting a washing machine on the floor.
I know. These new ones, I tell you.
What I'm saying is to pay $300 for a pedestal ain't gonna be in a drawer. I'm gonna need a expensive drawer. This drawer working. It's sitting on top of this thing. You had to dry it. And so when it did that, I had no faith in it. I might look like something barren or something fall out of it. It's just
okay.
Raggedy. It's not clicking. smoothly. You can tell when something's cooking. So they say to call it, and the corporate office is going to send another installer out.
Okay. All right. Ms. Tawanda put a note on the order that a service call is not needed. It's a defective pedestal. The issue is not install related. The customer and the COS was advised the unit will need to be repaired or replaced. So we would not be the ones to come out to do that part. So you would actually need to call back to Home Depot and see if they got you a replacement item ordered, or if they're going to send someone out to from the actual company that manufactured the dryer to fix it. That is not an issue that the tech would have to come out.
Yeah, so I'm not going to get a tech. In other words, you know, they call me back. Nothing. I'm sitting there calling, leaving messages, and they're not getting a return call. I mean, because they're busy, I don't know. But they should return a call. So I said, well, I can do something. Let me see what I can do. Let me call corporate and tell them to send somebody. Or has it been because of the weather? What's going on?
Right, so yeah. Home Depot would be the one that needs to send someone out to you.
Yeah, before they don't. What else is that?
If Home Depot don't send anybody out for a product they sold, then yes, you definitely would need to call the home office.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I said, I had a time hassling with them to get somebody to call. Because, you know, I don't want to go to the trucking company. I have a time to this guy. I don't think I'll ever advise anybody to do that. It's without knowledge of them telling you it has to come at the same time. There's a significant error.
Mm-hmm.
Just that I'm having a difficult time. Put me to stress and strain, and I didn't need all of that during this pandemic time. I just didn't need it. So I said, well, I'm sitting here waiting again. And I said, it's sort of late. It's getting 7:15. I'm going down on it. When they going to come? You know, because I didn't hear from anybody. But I said, I'm going to call corporate again. So this Home Depot is giving me a runaround again. They don't have me running around.
Yes, ma'am. You would definitely need to call Home Depot.
Well, I'm definitely going to deal with them again now. If they don't handle this thing in a timely manner now, so I still got half my stuff out because I can't put it in the drawer that I bought to put the cleaning bottles in. So I bought
right.
Two. One is packed. The other one is like, he said, don't put nothing in it. That's another inconvenience. So the drawer now half, you know, do like it's supposed to. So I'm going, now I'm dealing with corporate, dealing with Home Depot, done called them, done asked them to call me. I ain't heard from them yet. Now you send me back to the enemy.
I do apologize. I got to send you back to the enemy, but yes, ma'am, we can handle it.
Y'all can't handle it, but the only time you can't handle it, they don't answer you in a timely manner of what they're going to do. I can call you back again and complain.
Yes, ma'am.
Please make a note of that I've called. What's your name?
My name is Cheryl.
Cheryll. Oh, gee, I better write that down. I thought you said your name was Sarah.
Cheryl.
Let's see. Let me write that down. I'm hearing the wrong thing.
S-H-E as in Edward, R as in Robert, Y as in Yellow, L as in Larry, L as in Larry.
Oh, Cheryl. Oh, okay. I'm thinking Sharon. I'm hearing the wrong thing.
That's okay.
I'm going to go ahead and start my bout with them now and see what I can do with my complaints. If they don't call me back, I'm going to keep calling.
Okay.
But I have to keep calling and not getting the results.
All right.
You guys help me get them to do what they're supposed to do.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Cheryl. You have a great day and be safe.
You do the same. Thank you so much for calling us here at XPO.
Okay, then.
Right.
Are you saying
X as in X-ray, P as in Peter, O as in Oscar.
And that's, what is that? What is that?
It's
a phonetic.
Now, you know they never told me what the X, the P, and the O meant, but, and I've been here 7 years.
That's when I'm going. I say CSO. I said, look, I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means, but I guess I'm going to do special service.
Yes, ma'am.
So I wrote down XPO. I said, what is XPO? ain't put no XPO in this time. I called him and asked him, where is XPO?
That's XPO.
Long, you find out from them, what is XPO? And I'll be on the meeting down. I'm going to answer the next person I call. What is it?
All right.
Good morning. Have a great day now.
You too. Thanks for calling XPO. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.